Good morning, everybody. It's WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. We are going to be with you today for the full 55 minutes because I've got an action-packed, jam-packed show. There's three people right there. You may not recognize them. The one that has the same hairdo as me is the chief of police of the city of Spitzfield. We get to meet in the beauty parlor about once a month. The guy in the middle with real hair, his name is District Attorney Timothy Shagrew. And the older gentleman with the white hair, his name is Sheriff Tommy Bowler. And I this show is going to be so important because we're going to talk with the people who are doing and keeping us safe and fighting the crime, drugs, gangs, guns. And also, I do want to make mention that Sheriff Bowler will be having his annual fundraiser sheriff picnic. Do you want to enunciate when that's going to be, fine sheriff?
It's going to be this Saturday, September 7th, at Camp Russell, noon to 4, and it's $20 per person, and kids under 12 get in free.
And it's a great time.
So it's a good time.
Yeah,
it's always a good
beautiful
time.
Beautiful location, great camp. It's a beautiful event. Really, probably one of the best premier family events of the summer. So you can get on now. We'll all be there. It's going to be a great time. Looking forward to it. So every year, and I think you got the Jokers and Smokers again this year, right?
We do. They've kind of narrowed it down. We're actually using one huge smoker.
Okay.
It is a I don't know how many gallon propane tank.
Yeah.
On a trailer, on stands, with a huge firebox at the other end, and it's got two big doors on it. So we're using, it's going to be jokers with one big smoker, instead of having a number of different smokers.
Yeah, explain what they're serving too. They have great food.
Yeah, we have. They're going to be coming up with their own little compilation of or concoction of different sauces for wings. And ribs. And then we also have the traditional sausage, hamburgers, hot dogs, salads, desserts. And there will be beer and wine there as well as soda and water. So
it'll
be a good time.
It's a wonderful time.
It always is. And it brings back fond memories to me because that's where I learned everything. How to swim, overnight camp, worked in the kitchen crew, worked with your predecessor in the kitchen crew. We'll talk about that. Off air. But anyhow,
gotta bring the chief in from into Richmond from Pittsfield.
Well, you know, chief, I will tell you, and with the three of you, I guess is probably a more beneficial statement, and that is the people are seeing it. That's all I'm gonna say. The people have seen the transition. And that's a credit to going to you, District Attorney Shagrew, and the sheriff and the chief in North Adams and Great Barrington, Lenox, Lee, and all those other places. I don't want to get a ticket. So, but seriously, I wonder what's ahead of us. Your guys are in the field every day. I read about it. I just wonder what is the future going to be? This book is scared to live in. And the book for the listeners and viewers, Anxious Generation. It's really made me nervous about what these things are capable of doing to kids in their minds.
Yeah, well, that's why, Bill, you know, as you're well aware, is we brought our office back into the school system to educate young kids at that. I think in Berkshire County, we're lucky and working with the three of us here together that we have got nothing but optimism and positivity going forward. I see the work that we're doing with all the police departments, particularly with the control that downtown Pittsfield has changed so much with the work that Chief Dolly has done, further Chief Winston's work, Wynn's work. And now we've got the sheriff's been doing this for years and years and years, but he's got a relationship now with the DA's office that was missing for 4 years. And that means a lot. And so it, people don't really know the amount of programming that comes out of the sheriff's office, which is tremendous. And we support it, and we try to get people to understand just the amount of stuff that he's doing over there to make sure we have the recidivism issue taken under control, so we don't see people recommitting crimes, reoffending. Because what the sheriff is doing is when he brings people back into the community, they have been gone through a real rehabilitative process. The services available for them, does a lot of training over there, and we work with them on a regular basis. We work with them on trying to get people reintegrated back to the community. So the relationships are imperative in order for us to have a positive future going forward, and the optimism that I'm seeing in the county. And it runs from Connecticut to Vermont, all the borders. We have a lot of great police chiefs in the county. But the three of us, and along with Mark Bailey, North Adams, Paul Stewart, and Great Barrington, we're all working together. And working together, we're getting results done. It is a much safer place. I think the chief can tell you that. I think the sheriff will tell you that. It is a much safer place than it was 2 years ago. I feel the reason is because of the work. Law enforcement has been reinvigorated with the attention that I'm putting to it and what the sheriff is putting to it. And by having the three partners work together, it's done a great job. So I'll turn it over to these guys too.
It's actually fitting for this show here today, because I had a business owner, longtime business owner on North Street, tell me this weekend that, for instance, shoplifting, way down. For business owners, they see it, and that's simply because of the. It's so simple. It's just holding people accountable for their actions, and that's just exactly what's been taking place. I had Sean Aiken was in my office this morning. We had an administrative meeting, and he said district court is crazy. There's a lot going on. More than ever used to be, and it's more cases being brought forward, and it's just holding people accountable for their actions, and that's what we plan to do, and that's what we try to do with these relationships.
Yeah, and I tell you, having this was a new thing that the sheriff implemented, having Sean Aikens in the courtroom from the jail perspective is very, very helpful, because then the judges are aware, they can ask the questions from them. What programming do you have? Yeah. What's available to individuals? And some of the problems we're having is judges would release people without having the proper services in place for the people to get reintegrated into the community. We've asked them to work with the jail, work with us to get them so that their health insurance is established for them, housing is established for them. So they're not just released directly from the courtroom out to the street without services that are available to them. Yeah. The sheriff has those services. And all he'd ask for us is to give them 48 hours. So I'm asking the judges now. And having Mr. Aiken in the courthouse is very helpful. And plus, what's also helpful, he knows the players. He knows who's who and who's connected and who's part of the gangs and whatnot. So the sheriff's commitment to bringing someone to the district court is tremendous. It helps me out. Listen, sometimes we get the credit because we were the end result. But there's just so much work that's happening between law enforcement. I can't stress just how wonderful Pittsfield Police Department is doing their job, and North Adams Police Department, and all of them, and the relationship that exists with the sheriff's office. So this is an effort that we speak to each other probably two or three times every single week. We're working for the community, and we all feel very optimistic about where the county's going, certainly where the city's going, and it's going nowhere but up. It's getting much, much better. We have taken a lot of guns and drugs off the street. And we have, unfortunately for the sheriff's issue, is we put a lot of dangerous people over there right now. And so he's probably in a more dangerous job than he's had in a while. But these are people that are coming in from New York City, coming in from Albany, coming in from Springfield, Holyoke area, that are major, they're not addicts, these are major, major players in the drug culture. And we're catching them by the Pittsfield police and the local police doing all their work, and our state police, and then the sheriff helping us work on that.
The world is certainly our world, Berkshire County world, has, and this is a compliment to you and to all three of you, or all of everybody in the game today. You're working together, and without getting too off track here, tried to emphasize that to other people in the past, and it was like adversarial, and It is what it was. It isn't that way now. And while I have you all there, so many times the police, fire, ambulance, do things as part of the job. Well, I've kept this to read to you while these three guys are here. This past Saturday morning, August 24th, Pittsfield police officer Michael Doyle was on patrol at approximately 1 a.m. From a distance, Officer Doyle noticed smoke coming from the residential area east of downtown quarter. Recognizing the potential for a significant danger, Officer Doyle alerted dispatch, drove to the area of Fenn and Third, and exited his cruiser to track the origin of the smoke to the rear of 113rd Street. He observed the ground floor exterior of the residence was engulfed in flames and immediately alerted both dispatch and the residents of the duplex building. All seven occupants were reportedly sleeping and exited the building when Pittsfield Fire arrived minutes later. Pittsfield Fire ultimately extinguished the fire, which caused residents to arrange for alternative shelters. Although the affected residents suffered an amount of grief and property loss, Officer Doyle's actions undoubtedly prevented a catastrophic loss of life. Thanks, Officer Doyle. That shows you there was somebody smelled smoke and followed us through. And God love him. I hope everybody appreciates what he did to save lives. And that's happening today.
It is. The dedication that these police officers have, the men and women in blue in our county, and particularly in Pittsfield, yeah, a tremendous job. Unfortunately, they get there was a backlash for a while there against law enforcement. That backlash has swung back to where it should be. These people elected to get this job to become police officers, want to help people. And so and I find that they do incredibly good work. And it all comes from the leadership. And I'm telling you, it's really important to have a great leader. And they have a great leader that they can trust, that they believe in, that they can talk to, that they can reach out to, and someone that is accessible and visible. And that's what we have with our chief. And so I see the enthusiasm of the police officers. I see them in the supermarkets. I see them at restaurants. I see them everywhere. And they love their job. Again, they like what they're doing. They feel they're getting these cases resolved, prosecuted, and people being held accountable. And they also see that the other things that we do, all three of us together, work together, is to get people in lower level crimes off drugs, get them to work, get them back to having adequate housing, and become productive members in the community. That takes the efforts of the entire community, and Berkshire County can do it, but the three of us are doing that on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. So I am very proud of our relationship with law enforcement. I'm very proud of my relationship also with the sheriff's staff. I get so much information. I can pick up the phone and call any member of his staff to get information that I need on anything. It's very favorable to all of us. And he then has the same information that I can tell him what we're seeing and what's going on. So they know what they've got coming into their jail. And also they're helping us put people back to work and when they get out.
The sheriff, that jail, and I've been in jails and prisons all over the world. That jail, since going back to his name drops, not before Carmen, not Courtney. Oh, the guy that's after World War II. So all these guys coming in, McIntyre.
Yeah.
You saw all these guys coming back from World War II. They had PTSD is what they had, but nobody knew what that was then. And they got booze, mostly booze. He started having AA programs for them.
Yeah.
That was unheard of in a jail.
Yeah.
And even some, the sheriff will tell you, there's not a lot of sheriff's departments that have the quality, operative word, quality and quantity of programs they have in Berkshire County. And I can speak to that from being all over the world, that the programs and the quality of the programs, because I've been to places, oh, we got a GED program. Who's teaching it? Well, he's an inmate, but he's smart. Okay. He's an inmate. And he might be smart, but at our jail, we have professional teachers. So that's a credit to you and all your predecessors.
Well, you know, the bottom line, I say this all the time, that if we're looking for a community that is much stronger, safer, and cleaner, then, you know, the people that are in our jails, the inmate population, are part of our community.
Exactly.
So we try to provide them with all the resources they need so that when it comes time to reintegration, the programs that they received inside are going to benefit them. And then we just don't stop there, because we have the Second Street program where the continuation of services continues. And we have a number of resources and partnerships. Again, it's collaboration with a number of agencies to assist these people to become part of our community. And the more successful they are, then the more successful our community is going to be.
Well, I can tell you, and Chief Dolly, all I hear are good things about what you've been doing, the morale, and I applaud you for that, because in today's, as you and I have had this conversation, the higher up the ladder you go, the further away from the job you get. And it is true. You, Tommy, you're a detective, and now you're a sheriff, and how many days would you like to go? No, I'm not going to ask. But going back to being a detective. But the world has changed, and I'm going to reach out to the three of you right now. I'm in the midst of finishing another book on violent youthful offenders. And one of the things, and I'm Dr. Michael Fabrizio, noted pediatrician here, and he's a developmental pediatrician. The extent of traumatic brain injury to youthful offenders. I started noticing it when I dealt with them. And so I'm trying to work, Dia Shigeru, with you, or not, I will work with you guys, but to get legislation in that before any sentencing, that it's that they are tested for traumatic brain injury. There's a story, and I didn't buy the magazine, trust me. It was in People. I don't read People. I'm not interested in the love life of whomever. But this was an interesting article about a guy with traumatic brain injury. It's a program that's going on. Tom, you might want to I'll get it to you. I don't want to take your time, but this college professor has found out the statistics are amazing. And she's got a program for them. And those statistics with recidivism are truly amazing, not coming back.
Yeah.
So that's kind of one of my pet things. I know, and Chief Dolly, just one comment, because, you know, I think the world of you. How do we get these damn motorized bicycles off the sidewalks on North Street?
Well, we've actually had myself and the mayor have been going to the downtown retailers meetings. It's going quite well. It's a lot.
Oh, I know. That's perfect. Yeah.
It's a lot better than it was, say, a year and a half ago.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Chief. I'm not saying that. I almost got run over yesterday.
Right. So, you know, we've been shooting around a lot of different ideas of what we're going to do. Obviously, the redevelopment of North Street, they want to go down that road of changing up the bike lanes and stuff like that. You know, now that I have more boots on the ground, so to speak, I have different things I implemented when I became chief, whether it be the bike patrol, the downtown beat. Yeah. And when I say downtown, Bill, it's not just North Street or South Street. We're talking about from Seymour Street to First Street, the common to the parking decks. So, you know, my officers have been instructed to obviously shoo the people off. You know, I my angle is you educate before you do anything
right.
else.
Absolutely.
So educate these people.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be the hard guy to come down on these people unless you have to. But educate them first.
Right.
Say, listen, there's a bike lane for a reason. Can you please get off the sidewalk for the pedestrians? We've seen it. There's, you know, not to change the subject, but I also have off-road motorcycles that are out patrolling now.
Yeah.
They're trying to combat the off-road recreational vehicles that we see in the city. I think we're gaining on that based on the feedback I'm getting from the people of Pittsfield. We're not getting them all, but we're certainly putting a dent in it. But getting back to your point about those motorized scooters, it's a systemic problem. They're just an issue, you know? And
yeah.
Just got to keep on.
I just wanted to bring, only because, like I said, I almost got run over the other day coming out of Dottie's. And I mean, I said to the guy, you got a bike lane. And I won't tell you what he said to me. It was a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that's what you get. That's unfortunately, we're not kind to one another anymore.
There's very little. And I'll admit, I lost a little bit the other day with a bicyclist who cut me off on Appleton Avenue to make a left-hand turn, rode right up on the side of me, scared the living, but you know what? I mean.
Yeah.
But I do want to say, too, I want to go back to the teamwork piece. You know, and if the example I use and why it's so important you guys are working as a team is because there used to be this football team down in the Boston area that had a hell of a quarterback. And then he left. And, well, that was the captain of the team. And you guys are all working together. And it just the public should be refreshed. I really mean that you guys are so collective.
It's really important for us to have these relationships with each other. And, yeah. You know, like I said, one phone call away, as does the times I'm calling the chief on a weekend, you know, if something's going on, I'm in the loop every second. And he keeps me in the loop. We know what's going on. My lawyers are offered to them anytime they need any help with their search warrants or whatnot. They're doing so much. And I can tell you, even we get calls on, I know I want to go back to that issue a little bit. We do have some problems with off-road vehicles on Western Tyne Street, some other places. I know the city has invested in a drone. I know they're looking that way. They're taking all the steps to stop that. We actually had one of them, the dirt bike ended in a fatality for the dirt bike rider. But the police officer in that case did a wonderful job on trying to thwart that from happening before it happened. But unfortunately, it got too dangerous a situation. So, but I was on the phone all weekend regarding that situation. And the relationship is so important. So when we hear that there are dirt bikes and there are four-wheelers that are, and I saw it one night. I was in front of the hot dog ranch going home, and I saw a couple of them doing wheelies on the middle of the road on the yellow, yellow line. But I know that the efforts that my district phone call, PPD, I know the efforts that are out there. I know that there's an investment in this. I know they're using the drones to try to locate them. They're difficult to do because they go off-road right away. But that's just giving you an example of the collaboration that happens between the chief and myself and his officers and his captains, his lieutenants, who are all, we're very lucky that we have an exceptional and countywide, we have an exceptional law enforcement community, and he's got very, very astute men and women working for him over in that department. So, and it's not just we're getting called from the chief, we're getting called from the captains and the lieutenants as well, and my ADAs are as well.
Yeah.
When we have any type of accident, we have someone in charge of motor vehicle offenses and motor vehicle homicides. We've got someone in charge of elderly abuse. We have someone in charge of child abuse. We have people on call. Yeah, we have all our assistant DAs that are on call who have specialties that each of these investigators, detectives know who they can call. And the same time, too, if we need help from the sheriff, and a lot of times people don't realize that the sheriff and the chief are talking to each other all the time, and the sheriff is often his sheriffs and his resources for incidents that happen in Berkshire County, not just in Pittsfield, but everywhere. So that collaboration that didn't exist for 4 years is in full fruition right now. And we're seeing the product of that. We're seeing the results of that. We're seeing how good things are going, that it is becoming, and Berkshire County, it is a safe community, but we're making sure that we are addressing any of the problems that come up, any of the problems that come up. And so we will continue to do that. And all the three of us, you know, we've been in this business a long time. And the three of us, we're doing this because we really care about living in Berkshire County.
Yeah.
I mean, this is Pittsfield, where I grew up. I know that's where the sheriff grew up. I'm assuming you grew up in Pittsfield as well.
Nice.
And so we're all, you know, this is our community. And we're doing it not for, you know, the job itself. We're doing it for the community. And that's what people really need to know, is that we care about what's happening. I'm living the same, and I'm walking the same places every citizen in this county is. I'm at Tanglewood. I'm at Big Y. I'm at, you know, any of these locations. I'm at the Common. I'm at Burbank Park. I'm at these locations, and you'll see me out there. It's important that the public see that we're out there, because we are, all three of us are community-based. And to have that working with a triumvirate like this is a tremendous benefit for Berkshire County.
And the thing I think that you're proving on a national level, if I may, and you should have one of those creative writers that you have there. Someone should do an article on just what you just said, on the cooperation and the back and forth and the trust. You all trust each other.
Right.
It recently it hasn't been that way.
Right.
Now you've built that trust. And I have to say this to the chief. What the transition on North Street, in my opinion, is nothing short of miraculous. And I mean that sincerely. Once we get the bicycle thing straightened out, that's falling in right under garbage. But as soon as we get the trash and the bikes fixed, Pittsfield will be utopia. No, I'm only kidding. But really and truly, what you've done as far as North Street, I have to walk for my condition, and I like to walk on North Street because it's fairly level.
Yeah.
And it got to the point I wasn't doing it anymore. You couldn't go 50 feet. But now that's kind of gone, and that's a tribute to you and your officers, and I think to the engagement. The engagement of you're making with those people that are unseen, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're you know, getting back to the, I got to give all the credit to the officers who are involved in that type of thing. You know, I can only, you know, I push them. I have expectations. I hope they meet them. I got, you know, expectations from the mayor, you know, but getting back to these two gentlemen here, you know, quite frankly, I talk to them more than I talk to my family some weeks, because it's that closest. It really comes down to the communication, which was left. Now there's communication. Now we're in each other's ear, so to speak. So we know we got our finger on the pulse. I know what's going on. I hope to know what's going on in patrol at all times. I'm not going to know everything. I'm not going to be up on everything. But I like to think that I'm in the know. And if there's an issue, then I like to fix it right away. I don't sit on stuff. I never been one to do that. You know, but getting back to the work that we've done, you know, the Kamala Harris visit. I don't know how many times I talked to Sheriff Bowler and his resources. If I didn't have Sheriff Bowler, his team, who referred me to other teams, other sheriffs in their communities.
Yeah.
We couldn't have done it by ourselves. There's no way we could have done that by ourselves.
That was a tremendous, tremendous effort. I was there.
It was a proud parent for a woman.
Honestly. It really was. I mean, I was proud of Pittsfield. I was proud of Sheriff and the Chief.
Yep.
I didn't have any input with that other than I got to attend the event safely. And a lot of people in Berkshire County get to attend. And people from all over the country get to attend that event. Safely. It shows the work between everybody else. But you mentioned earlier, and I want to bring this up again, is civility. We have, and we teach civility in this office.
Yep.
I know that civility certainly exists in the sheriff's office and certainly exists with the Pittsfield Police Department. And it starts with that. It starts, you know, by being friendly and nice to everybody around you and being optimistic and positive rather than tearing everything down and complaining about everything. If there's a problem, we attack it. We figure it out. And it doesn't mean we're perfect. Doesn't mean we make mistakes as well. But we won't ignore it. We'll look at it and we'll come up with a solution. And we work well together. So that's very important. But there should be a lot to be really proud of, because that day was a shining one for Berkshire County.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
I think it's going to be dividends down the road that you have a sitting vice president and a presidential candidate in our little city of 40,000 people, and handled so professionally the way it was done from the local authorities. I'm not going to talk about the other ones, but it was a class act all around.
Even with them, that was great.
Yeah, it really was.
And a lot of that comes down to, now I was away for the 2 weeks. I came home the Friday night before. I was away for 2 weeks. But the briefings took place a week and a half to 2 weeks prior.
That's when we started.
To the arrival. That's when they started. And, you know, I got to give kudos where they belong. Lieutenant Mark Maddalena.
Outstanding.
Just outstanding job. Yeah. He reached out to Major Tim O'Keefe with my office. In between those two guys right there could plan any major event. Yep. And handle it with just extreme professionalism. And they knew exactly how many people they were going to need. We reached out to Franklin County Sheriff's Office. They set some guys up, Hampden County Sheriff's Office, and the horses came up.
Yep.
And it was just, and it wasn't just law enforcement, public safety, county ambulance was involved. The city of Pittsfield's group,
dump trucks,
their highway department.
Vinny, think of Vinny. Yeah.
I mean, Ricardo and his group, they just, everything clicked to the positive. And that was egos were out of the room, personalities were out of the room, and it was a job to be done. And it was done with extreme professionalism, and it was done perfect.
When I spoke with the Secret, I was on the phone with the Secret Service 2 or 3 times a day.
Yeah.
As it got closer to the event, and even after the event, They were like, we never seen anything like this. We never seen meetings with you know, highway department there. The mayor was there. You know, the sheriff's department. All these different departments were there helping out, and they were like, this is amazing.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, again, it's teamwork. And what I think, going back to the mayor and the DA. And others, you guys certainly are in this. You're our team builders. You're not grandstanders. There's a difference. I've been around a long time, and I've been in a lot of places. Yeah, and a quick analogy, Mandela was a leader and a team builder. We could take a lot of lessons from. There's a lot of departments in this Commonwealth. And I mean this not because I like the three of you, because I got the checks, by the way. Thanks for sending them. And Tommy, yours was a little light. But I'll see you later.
I noticed.
Yeah.
That's why it's like a fundraiser.
That's right. We'll talk about that right after the break. But what I'm saying is, a lot of places could learn that rivalry amongst this group of criminal justice, safety people, counterterrorism people, defeats the purpose. You guys, and I mean it, I say this, but I mean it. Somebody should be documenting what you're doing. I told Linda Tyer that somebody during COVID should have been documenting how she put the team together. And if you remember, they sent people up from Boston to model it. We're going to take a break. I'm here with these three people. Not by duress, I'm handcuffed to the chair, but I did that myself. But please stay tuned. This is something the DA and I have wanted to do since he became DA, is show the teamwork, show the public concern, and just as important, and I want to, you know, there's some people out there that are, this group is for justice. That's what they're for. They're not for getting you or getting this. They're for justice and safety for all of us. And not being a track star anymore, I need it, crossing the streets. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial, simulcasting it on PCTV channel 1301. One last thing before I go. This is my flag. I have a lot of friends who are buried under it, colleagues, and a lot of people. And if you don't believe me, drive through the cemetery. You see these flags blowing in the wind. At one point in time, every one of those flags beneath that, someone signed on a dotted line to give their life for this flag. You don't have to like it. You don't have to, but please, please do not desecrate it or disrespect it. That's all I'm asking. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
What's going on here?
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We are back. I am here today with three guys that we all owe a lot to because they are out every day protecting our safety in various ways. It's a microcosm of the criminal justice system is why I'm so happy to have him here. You have law enforcement, you have prosecution, and you have corrections and rehabilitation. Hello? There it is right in the eggshell. And one of the things that I really think, too, that people need to know more about, and that's a lot of the programs are the number, not a lot, the number of programs at the jail in House of Correction. And that's really a proper name for that place, House of Correction, because so many people go through there. And as the sheriff said, one way or the other, they're coming back out of the community, into the community. I do want to remind you, too, on Saturday, the sheriff is going to pick me up. He's going to have his picnic at Camp Russell. And he already gave us the menu, but he'll give it again for those just joining in. So, Sheriff, if you'd be so kind.
Yep. We have barbecued ribs, wings, hamburgers, hot dogs, sausage, salads, beans, beer and wine, and dessert. And just a lot of fun.
That's 12 to 4 at Saturday at Camp Russell.
Noon to 4 this Saturday the 7th at Camp Russell in Richmond.
Beautiful. If you've never been there, go.
Soul service, right?
Yes.
For parking,
yeah.
If you've never been to Camp Russell, and I know I find it unbelievable, but the number of people, where's Camp Russell?
Across from Bartlett's Orchard.
Yeah, Bartlett's Orchard in Richmond. But I've been going to Camp Russell since I was a little child. So, Mr. District Attorney, what have you seen in the change? You've been on both sides. You've been a DA. You've been a defense attorney. You're a ADA. Now you're back being the DA. What do you all, and this is a general question, what are you all sensing is different from before?
I think what's happened, at least since I've taken office, and it's different coming back. I was, like you said, I was a defense lawyer for almost 29 years. I was a prosecutor before that for 8 years. I'm just finishing my 38th year as a lawyer. So what I've seen since we've come into this office and taking control of it, I've just seen optimism. I've seen a lot of belief in the county. I see a lot of belief in the city. I see a lot of positive change in coming forward. I see accountability. One word that all three of us use all the time is accountability. I get up there every morning. I'm accountable to the voters. I'm accountable to come into work and do my job. And if somebody is going to break the law, I want to make sure we hold them accountable. And there's two different levels of that. If you're a high-level, you know, drug dealer and you're dealing with guns and whatnot, and there are certain really serious criminals that get sent to the state prison system. Then we have on the other end, we have our district court, which deals with a lot of minor felonies and misdemeanors. And even some felonies that are serious enough, but they don't warrant state prison time. They may warrant house correction time. They may warrant probation. And one of the things I'm seeing is now being on this side to it again, when I was in private practice, I worked real hard to get my clients, if they were involved in drugs, to get them off drugs, to get them working, getting back to society. And I worked to make sure they became productive members in the community. What I found out now being on the prosecution side is that these tools exist and they're there, both with the police department and with the sheriff's office. I can tell you that the police department, they try to do so many things short of having to arrest people. They try to do so many things to do community engagement and community outreach and social service work on the streets. You talk about some of the detectives like, again, Mark Malino, what a great ambassador for the city of Pittsfield. You go out to, on the farmer's market, you go out to any events they have, like National Night Out on the Common, and you see these police officers that are embracing the community, hugging each other, and really letting everybody see that we're on the same team, we're on the same side. And that I see that on a more frequent basis. I go to all those events. I go to the West Side Legends event every year. I go to the Juneteenth. I go to where all the areas are that are marginalized communities that get hit hard by crime. And I see the police officers out there giving a hand, playing basketball. You see Darren Derby going out with the popsicle car. I just see so much positivity and looking at law enforcement different. And I see that the sheriff as well, which people don't realize because they don't have as much uniforms on. See a lot of plainclothes sheriffs in upper echelon people in the sheriff's department that are out at these events and these community events. And my staff is there. I make it mandatory that everybody spends some time, at least 4 hours per employee here doing community service in the summertime, just so the public can see that we're here. So I think you see a lot of our offices out that are making positive impact in the community and letting people know that law enforcement is a good thing. And we're here for you, and we're accessible. That hasn't always been the case. I don't know how many DAs you've ever seen as in the community as much as I am. And I'm proud of that, as I am out every which way so that people can talk to me, whether it's at Big Y or whether it's I'm walking on North Street on Saturday afternoons after having breakfast at the soda shop and going down to Brazuca's, the Brazilian marketplace. I'm frequenting those places. I'm talking to everybody. And so is the sheriff. And so is the chief. So when you see them out in these communities, and that's why I'm excited about Saturday as well, to be part of the sheriff's event, is because it's a chance for us all to celebrate as a community and to be together. So the long answer to your question, and you know I answer questions long every time, is that I see a great amount of community support that's coming out. I think we have a great county. I think people are embracing this. I think they like it. I have never been thanked so much. I was never thanked that much when I was in private practice, but I get thanked every day wherever I go. Thank you, and shaking my hand for doing the job that you're doing. And that's a testament to the police officers and my ADAs that are behind me. I'm just the person that you see, but it's the work that these guys are doing. Mm-hmm.
I'll go back to my thing about the football team that had a great quarterback and let him go, or he left, and now this weekend they're playing the Pop Warner team. So, but
I don't rub it in now, Bill. That's enough. That's enough of that. That's enough of that. I didn't want to talk about the Patriots.
Did I mention names?
That's my heart. That's my blood. There,
I grew up with the Chiefs' father, and our heroes were the Giants.
I know.
What? And again, going back, Chief, you were a beat cop for a long time.
Yes.
And you worked your way up. What's the difference now? If you had to go back out on a street, and I know you're on the street a lot.
I tell you, there's not a day that goes by that I wouldn't want to be back on the street. I love working the streets. I love working with people. I love talking to people.
Yep.
It's a different atmosphere now. you know, you kind of step back when you hear hot calls on the radio. You got to step back and let the people do what they do best, and you know, obviously be there for them.
Yeah,
this thing is to support my officers anyway, because I came through, like you just said, I was a patrolman for a number of years. I was on anti-crime. I made my way up to the detective bureau, which I absolutely loved. I worked with Sheriff Bowler. One of my captains at the time says, why don't you take a promotional exam? I says, I don't want nothing to do with that. I'm fine where I am. I love what I'm doing. That's the ends and the means right there. Taking a promotional exam. And from there, I kept taking exams and just,
yeah,
I'm told to be the chief. And, you know, I'm very proud of the work we do. I mean, it's the officers that are really the heartbeat of this department. I'm just there for their support.
It's funny, we've all sort of fallen into these jobs over the years, I guess. None of us really, this wasn't certainly something that I had even envisioned a couple of years ago until the sheriff was calling me and says,
yeah. Yeah, they don't have no help in my doing either.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we did it to the townie. Yeah. We did it to the chief. It's, I think that he says it right. What's different is I just think that, again, I think the camaraderie that's working with each other, that's really just working with these departments is making a big difference. And I think that's why it's important to be on the streets, and it's important for people to embrace the law enforcement agencies and authorities. And we hold them to a high standard as well. And we make sure that we're getting good quality people in these positions. These are not, we're not getting the rogue police officer you see in the national news. That's not existing here. These people that really care about the community, care about everybody that's around them. And I haven't seen one officer on a scene that didn't really take the job to heart.
Very professional.
Yeah. And the sheriffs do. It's incredible.
I tell you, you know, within the last couple of years, we didn't have the support from this office as we do now, which... Right. You know, the morale in the department just coming from this agency, knowing that right. We're on the same team now.
Yeah.
Didn't feel like 4 years ago. Yeah. It's comforting.
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, to that point, I think what people have to understand is my position and the DA's position are elected. We're elected officials. But the politics, when it comes to public safety, there has to be a separation.
Yeah.
And I think what you see now is, and the big difference you see now is, first of all, you have someone who's been elected in office who actually has the experience and knows what they're doing, and the intelligence when it comes to the main job of being a prosecutor. And we didn't have that before. And I think that's it's a huge plus. And it's important when people go to the election, go to an election booth and right. Elections, they really have to stop and think about, it's not because of what the political agenda is or what the environment is or the climate. Take that person who you firmly believe has the experience and can do a professional and make a profound impact, and get the political aspect out of it. You're looking at three people who do this job because of their vision and the passion for their community. None of us look for a slap on the back. I don't do this job for a slap on the back, although Tim every so often I would appreciate one.
Okay. Let me clarify that. It's a slap, not a punch.
But we do it because it's already been mentioned. This is our community. Yeah. This is where we live. This is where our families live. And we want this to be a safe environment for our families.
Yeah, I mean, we're all community guys. We're all people that, you know, live in the city, and you know, we live in our county. And we care about what's happening. We're not doing this job as a job. We're doing it as a community endeavor. And that's what's the difference is. I know the sheriff cares about everybody that lives in this county. I know the chief cares about it. I know his officers do. I know my staff does. But I want the public to know that. I want them to see them out. And that's why, again, on Saturday, you'll see the other – all the people that work in the sheriff's office, just how generous and giving that they are. So it's – to me, it really is important having experience coming in here.
Yeah.
And not having experience is a real problem. This is a dangerous, dangerous position to have somebody in here that doesn't know what they're doing and doesn't understand law enforcement. And we found
that it's not an OJT position.
Right. This is not
on the job training.
I don't think it should be a position myself, but they should go by your qualifications. But unfortunately, it's a political position. But, you know, and I don't like the politic part of it, but I do like my community, you know. And like I said, we're doing so many things. I started the Kids Place many, many years ago. I want to do those things within this office and build programs that we're doing with these two gentlemen and with many other agencies throughout the county. And we're doing that. People don't see the work that we do behind the scenes. It's not just about what's in the courtroom or someone being arrested. There's just so much work that's done on opioid crisis. The sheriff works really hard on the opioid crisis. I've got the police officers working with the Narcan and making sure we reduce our overdose deaths. And we're working with the Spanish-speaking population in our community because it's important for us to understand victims who are victims of crime, who again, are the ones that get attacks, where we can better assist them. And we're working with new businesses that are coming into town. We have a lot of Central American and Brazilian businesses that are coming into town that are hardworking families. We're supporting them. So I think from across the board, you've got three people that really know what they're doing, very well experienced. The sheriff was a police officer for a long time, a detective, and then became a sheriff. We've got now a chief of police that has got a wealth of knowledge and information. And between the three of us, we do know what we're doing, and it's beneficial. And on top of that, we're taking it to a different level by doing things. And again, a lot of people don't realize the sheriff runs programs on educational within the jail that takes. I get people doing print shop, the hydroponics. I could go through so many things that what they learn is a trade there, and they can get educated. And also, in the meantime, medically get clean off of drugs, medically get clean and healthy, and go back to the community. And again, sometimes jail is necessary in someone that's in the throes of addiction, and they've tried everything they've possibly done. They've gone to rehabilitation. It hasn't happened. I would rather see someone go into, even as a parent, I'd rather see someone go into jail and live than OD and then get the help that they need and then get back in the community. There have been so many success stories, and I saw this in private practice, so many success stories of people that make it through. There is a light at the end. And the sheriff has established that, and we do that. We don't want to see people come back to the criminal justice system. We want to see them get back to work, be productive, and then become mentors for other addicts that need to know that there's hope, there's a chance, and end the stigma of the addiction, because that's still a big problem. It's hard to get people to get a job because of the stigma of addiction. Mm. We need to get people beyond that, because when they're coming out and they're clean, they are beautiful, wonderful human beings that just fell into a trap. And a lot of times the drug deals that get them into that trap, and then we want to help them get back to work. So there's a lot of that going on that you don't see. You're not going to read about that in the paper. You're not going to read about that, or hear about that somewhere else. But that's what's happening on the ground level from all three of us. And we are dedicated to trying to end or reduce the opioid crisis as best we can. And the heroin and the cocaine and the fentanyl and the trank that we see coming in here, we are attacking all that and putting the bad guys away that are bringing all of that and helping the addicts out and helping the people in our community so that they can get back to work. I mean, that's basically, you don't see that. And that's why I like being on your show, so I can let people know that stuff is happening on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
We took the chief, and along with North Adams Police Chief, took almost 3.5, almost 4 kilos of cocaine off the streets and heroin in the month of June and the month of July. And we saw a marked reduction in the amount of overdose deaths going way down. There was no product on the street because we took it before it hit the
street. Right.
And each of those arrests, there was no money taken. These drugs were confiscated and found before they got it into users' hands. I'm proud of that. The chief should be proud of that. And the sheriff should be proud of the work that they're doing. Help us with that.
I want you to, we're starting to run out of time, but I want you to just capsulize on how to see you guys. you're prosecuting what others, and I'll leave it at that, wouldn't prosecute, you called low-level shoplifting.
No.
Right now, you've got a hell of a program going on that they are prosecuting. And from what I'm hearing from people, shoplifting has gone down.
Yeah, it's really, sometimes we use that shoplifting word a little too broad. There's little shoplifting that happens at people that
right.
they shop. But I'm talking about these stores were having major organized retail crime rings coming through and basically almost put Car Hardware out of business on North Street. They almost left because it was so frustrating. That has been addressed, and I think that that's just one example of the many stores that have reached out to me and let me know that what we're doing is working, that the large-scale thefts are down there. Yep. Who pays those large-scale thefts in the end? We do as consumers. So we need to make sure that they're not getting stolen from. And when you move that line down, you don't prosecute that, the violence comes with it. Because next thing you know, the lines move down further. And it's not just the theft. There's bigger items that are going. And people are brazen. They're hitting and pushing employees and the workers in the stores. So you move that line, and you move it too far. And we don't do that.
And I'm just going to say this from an investigative standpoint. In order to get the big fish, okay, the big fish, you have to start at the low level. The low level people are the ones who give you the big fish.
Yeah.
All right. So
you're old enough to remember Dick Hennell.
Yeah.
Detective Dick.
Yeah.
Dick's theory was, let's get the minnow. He'll swim us right to the big fish.
And it's true. It's true. It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do is when that happens, we get someone that's maybe an addict that is the small fish. And those are the cases that we're working on trying to get them clean.
Yeah.
Those are cases that we're working on to try to make sure that they get out of that trap. There's nothing worse than what I've seen in years ago. You would see people get out of the jail and they would go right back to that trap house, go back right where they came from. The work of the sheriff's trying to do is put them back on the street clean, with housing, with a job, and with having self-esteem and self-worth because they've made it. They're through the addiction. I think that that's worth all the effort and energy that the three of us can put into it.
I've seen it with as a patrolman and working in the Drug Unit Detective Bureau.
Yeah.
And now I see them that have gone through the system, that's gone up to the sheriff's department and have gotten out and are clean. There are success stories, and there's a lot of them.
There's a lot. People don't realize that.
Kudos to these two gentlemen.
Yeah, well, I saw it when I was in private practice. I saw it all the time that there isn't a solution. And the solution is to help people get off drugs and help them get back to work. I mean, we used to have these archaic laws that if someone was convicted of a drug case, even a possession case, they would lose their driver's license.
Well,
it's defeating the purpose. Then they can't go to work. We live in a rural community. They need their driver's licenses. So there's ways that the laws have changed. They've adapted. But we need, as a society, to change and adapt. And help people get clean, get them off drugs, and then additionally make sure our community is safe. Because if you let it go amok, and you hate to see it work with, and I love Springfield, but look at the 38 murders this year so far alone. We don't want that coming to Berkshire County. We want to make sure that we live in a very beautiful bucolic area. I want to keep it that way. I know these gentlemen want to keep it that way. And we're going to do all our best energies to make sure it's a safe and clean community.
We're running out of time. I would like to do this quarterly with you guys.
Sure.
I think it's important, for the public to actually know. And I will say this without hesitation. The three of these guys, I consider them friends, but I consider them true professionals more than you will ever know how much each one of them has given. So in time and loss of family time, I was on that job. I know what it can take. And now they didn't listen to me. So they kept going up higher and higher. So now they're always on call. I know the feeling. I lived with a beeper. Let's one more time. I would like to just say the sheriff this Saturday, September 7th, Camp Russell in Richmond, right across from Bartlett's Apple Orchard is the road, is having his annual fundraiser, picnic. It's more of a get-together of people, like-minded people. Be there if you can. It's what, $20?
$20.
Can't beat it.
Noon to 4.
Can't beat it.
Great day.
And the other message I want to get out is I want to put to bed a rumor. The current district attorney, and I started the show with this, District Attorney Shagrew, he is community-minded, rooted in justice. And while some people say, well, he's a drug addict, trauma, put him in jail and throw away the key, that's not going to help. The sheriff has a great program if the person gets to it. The person can get to it if the police, the DA, and everybody work together. And it's for justice, nothing else, justice. And if you think I'm wrong, ask any one of them. They live for it. You guys, I'm telling you, all I would say is thank you very much for the DA for setting this up in your room. The only thing I have is the camera is stuck on the sheriff. And well, I'm just going to say that.
We have to talk to get in the booth.
Oh, okay. We'll talk, say something to get, sing Kumbaya or something to get it because it was stuck on him the whole time. But I do thank you guys for coming. Thank you for your, and thank your departments.
Yeah.
Very important. And I will be trying to get some support for this traumatic brain injury. It's more prevalent than anybody can. When you start reading the statistics, it'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
Especially in your field.
Yeah.
To everybody, you know, I say this and I know I get your texts, but I'm going to continue to say it till they kick me off the air. And that is God bless all of you, my colleagues, my listeners, viewers. And today, put a smile on somebody's face. Lift somebody's load for them. We're in this together. We're all we got, all we have is each other. So let's do that. Let's be strong with each other. Guys, I can't thank you enough. Just remember, Saturday, September 7th, Camp Russell, across from Bartlett's in Richmond. You'll be there and you'll be able to see this handsome guy. He's older than the rest of us with the white hair, but that's fine. God bless, guys. Thanks so much. And let's
set thank you. We'll see you Saturday. Thanks, Bill.
Okay. Now, one last thing. Great feedback from people with your shoplifting thing. I heard that from two people.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah. Bye-bye, guys. Thanks a million.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye. Ha 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 ha!